Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for just bringing my heart and our hearts into alignment with your will, your amazing love, Father God, even as we go into this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Our readings is Psalm 111, and it's verses 2 and 3.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever.
Hallelujah. You know, everyone that loves the works of God, it goes on deeper. He says we must start studying it and looking into it, because the goodness that is found in his works, in his purposes, in his will, it's beautiful. It's logic. It stirs the heart. It motivates. Gets the vision up. It changes a person's life. Literally changes our lives. Even though, I mean, I remember myself, I rejoiced always in the works of God, the creation, the mountains, climbing the mountains, sleeping among the bushes, and loving the stars in the night, watching the stars, and the wind blowing over you, and the storms, and everything was beautiful to me. But my life was it went into the bad things, started, you know, allowing the rebellion in. And then praise God, again, God's works is also his works on behalf of man. And what I'm just rejoicing, and what I've just been thinking about as I read that word last night, is how logic and beautiful is God's word and his works. And something I just saw yesterday that really just blessed my heart as well, and I think it was in the Amplified or the TPT, where it speaks about righteousness being eternal judgment. And it's just, you know, these beautiful words. We know righteousness is right standing, without inferiority before your Father, and that's the concept. But it's like right standing before your Father without any fear or inferiority for eternally. So suddenly righteousness and eternal life are so linked together. So it's these words that paint beautiful pictures of just abiding in that which is beautiful, abiding in Jesus. And then I remember how the logic of God just blessed me. You know, when you think about all the sin you done and all the sin in the world, and how can just one person come and take away that sin? And then the logic of God comes in. He says, one man brought sin into the world, so one man's going to take it out. And that's just so beautiful. And then when you think deeper about this, why have we got this, all the beauty, the same quality of life as my Father sent me? He sent you, Jesus tells us. The works that I do, you shall also do, and greater. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And you think, oh, why is that? You know, it doesn't sound logical. But then when you words open up to you, like Ephesians 1:3, we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight. And then we see the holy separated unto God and blameless in staying in tune with God. It's what God has always had in mind. So man is God's creation, and man wasn't meant to be these little devils caught up with the wrong spirits, but man was made to be children of the Most High, in the fellowship of the Son, through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. So this is the eternal judgment that God has always had, that is coming about. Man is coming back to their God, and then in coming back to their God, they come back to themselves. When Jesus is all we have and all we see, we actually looking into a mirror and we are finding out what we have, because the Godhead sat together and they decided, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. And so coming back to the family, we're coming back to who we really are. Isn't that beautiful? And then this goes much further. This goes right into the world. Everything, the world was made for us. And so now God's heart is there, bringing all these things back to the way it's supposed to be. You know, the beauty that God, that's why he says what no eye has seen or heart has prepared, God has prepared for us. And so our wildest dreams, our beauty beyond comprehension becomes comprehension, but little by little this the picture is coming to us. How big is our God, how much he loves us, and what is what's his plan. And he lets us know this, and then it's just us just flowing together with him into it. So it's just relaxing and at peace, and in this joy we flow in this almighty God, in his almighty plan, in as a part of the family of the living God. So just be blessed to know this is everything beautiful. This is realities way beyond the world, what the world can give us. The world just gives you things, and then at the end of the day it robs you, it hurts you. And that's why the word tells us in that when we're caught up in the world, we're adulterers and adulteresses. You've got so much beauty found in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the great and precious promises. You don't want to move outside of your boundaries. You are married to the beauty and the goodness of God, and that's what he's wanting to bring about. What no eye has seen or no eye has seen or heart has perceived, God has got in store for us and for this world. So be blessed, be excited, be on fire, because God has got it. He's got all this, and he's got us as well, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, that everything you do is full of splendor and beauty, and each miracle demonstrates your eternal perfection. Amen.
Amen. It